Hi, George. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Well, I have a really creepy and true story for you about a personal encounter with evil that left me feeling nauseous and woozy. Sound familiar?
It sure does. Sounded like last night.
Yeah. Well, this is a true story. It happened about a decade ago. I'm living in Pasadena now, and I was dating this girl, very much in love with this girl, like love of my life. And we decided to kind of go out for a night, so we went into Old Town Pasadena, checked into this old hotel that we found. It looked funky and old. So we checked in and, you know, got into the room. We were having a great time, and we weren't in the room for more than a half hour until we both started to feel really agitated and angry. We started fighting, and we started yelling at each other. It was our first time we ever fought. And we said, okay, well, let's just get out of here, and we'll go to dinner, and then we'll come back. So we went to dinner, and the whole time at dinner, we were just furious with each other.
It got worse, didn't it?
Oh, it just got terrible. No reason at all. So we decided, okay, forget it. Let's just go back to the room, and let's just go to sleep. You know, there was no romance at all.
Mm-mm.
So she fell asleep next to me, and I was laying in bed. I couldn't sleep. All of a sudden, I just started feeling this incredible sense of dread. And all of a sudden, a completely foreign, this just bizarre voice came into my head. Nothing like this has ever happened to me before or after, but it was this very malevolent voice, and it just said, "She doesn't love you." And I just was like, oh, and then it really started to say a bunch of horrible obscenities about her. She's a pig, she's a prostitute, and then it said, "You should just kill her." And as soon as the voice in my head said that, I mean, I couldn't believe what was happening. I was just stunned, and I looked over, and a vision of her flashed in my mind, of her completely butchered on the mattress next to me. My heart started racing, and I started just, you know, freaking out. And I woke her up, and I said, "We have to get out of here. We have to get out of here." And she was like, what? And so both of us were just so shocked and horrified. We actually just started laughing because the whole situation was so ridiculous. And as soon as we started laughing, the whole vibe changed, and everything got okay. And we were able to take a deep breath, and we finally went back to sleep. And I thought, oh, boy, what a silly, you know, little breakdown I had, whatever. So the very next morning, she was in the shower and I was getting dressed, and I was sitting on the edge of the bed. And as I was tying my shoes, I looked on the box spring on her side of the bed, running over the box spring and pooling into the little metal rim that was around the box spring was like a dark, like a brick red brown dried fluid that seemed to be seeping over the edge of the box spring.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So I lifted up the mattress, and spread out on her side of the mattress in the shape of a person, basically, was what looked to be dried blood stains, like someone had just been completely dismembered there. And they
kept that bed?
Apparently so, unless it was something that just appears for certain viewers. I don't know. But I called her in out from the shower, and she saw it. And she just turned white as a sheet, and she said, "That's blood. Do you realize that's blood?" And I said, "Yes, oh my God." And all of a sudden, both of us, our stomachs just clenched, and we became violently ill and ran down to the lobby. And the manager was standing behind the desk, and I told him, "There's something wrong in that room. You have to do something about it. There's all this blood on the box spring." And he gave me this really strange look, and he just looked at me and said, "Yeah, don't worry. Yeah, I'll take care of it." And we drove home and couldn't even drive home. We had to pull over and throw up.
I don't blame you.
And basically, like, threw up for the, like, next couple of days. It was just a nightmare. But the name of the hotel, it's still here in Pasadena. And the kicker is, the name of it is Livingstone.
Oh, my God. Now, did he give you a free room?
He didn't offer a darn thing other than to look into it. And
he knew. He already knew what was going on.
He looked like he knew what was going on. And he just had kind of a knowing grin on his face. And I drive by that hotel still. Like, I live in Pasadena now, so I drive there pretty much on a weekly basis, and I can't even look at the place.
What room was it?
I don't know, but I'm going to find out, and I'm going to let you know.
Okay, you got it. I've heard some stories like that. I don't know if they're the old Snopes. Check it out for urban legends, but that is a weird one.